Beep a beep a boop a beep 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 a beep a boop a beep go bass up beep a beep a boop a beep 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 a beep a boop a beep go bass up beep a beep a boop a beep.
Okay, you guys, welcome to another episode of Go Bayside, the Saved by the Bell podcast, where I invite a friend over to my house to watch an episode of the show, and then we break it down for you, piece by piece.
Mm-hmm. It's really complicated.
It is. And that is the voice of today's guest, Emily Heller, hilarious comedian Emily Heller, who did me a solid by coming over here tonight.
Mm-hmm. The pleasure was all mine. What an episode.
Well, the episode that we just watched is called 4th of July, and the original air date was October 12th, 1991.
Oh, wow.
And as it goes here, what I need you to do is give like a quick 4 or 5 sentence, like synopsis of the plot, and then we'll get into it.
The nitty gritty.
Beat by beat.
Okay, yeah. So the gang is working at the Malibu Sands Resort.
Mm-hmm.
For the summer, and it's their 4th of July celebration, so there are, like, obstacle courses and, like, a bunch of other activities and a beauty pageant.
Of course.
A Miss Liberty pageant. And all of the girls have entered, and Zach has talked Stacy, who is the daughter of the manager, into entering the pageant.
Mm-hmm.
Then, because she entered the pageant, her dad couldn't be a judge, so he asked Zach to fill in for him.
Yes.
Because Zach is somehow less biased than he is, considering it's the girl he likes and his three best friends.
Right.
And then Kelly Kapowski just gives a better answer, so he votes for her and she wins. And then Stacy's mad and her dad fires him. And then she finds out that he used to date Kelly, and it gets all complicated. But then Kelly's like, it's okay, he likes you. And then she forgives him, and they kiss when there are fireworks.
Right.
There's also a B story with Slater and Lisa fighting and then going to the dance together.
Yeah. The briefest B story. Where it's like, we're going to fight for 2 seconds. Now will you go to the dance? Yes, I will.
Yeah.
Well, that was a beautiful synopsis.
Thank you.
And
beautiful
yeah,
synopsis for a beautiful episode.
That's true. Where you were like, this feels shorter than a regular show. And I was like, well, you know, it's not 22 minutes. You're like, oh, that's because zero things happened.
Nothing happened in it. Nothing happened in it. Well, like half of the episode is like jazzy music while Zach is walking around.
Right. Like wacky things are happening music or whatever.
When it's just him walking from cabana to cabana.
Well, the episode starts off, as most of these summer episodes do. Mm-hmm. The whole staff of the Malibu Sands is lined up.
Lined up waiting for their boss to approach them on a long, like, walk.
Yes.
Long walkway.
Drill sergeant style.
Yeah.
That happens in no jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're all super lined up. He comes out, like, you know, yelling orders at them.
Here's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
What does he say?
Beginning, he's like, okay, today or this week, or I don't even know if he says, does this take place? It can't take place in one day. Did you say today's the members?
Oh, that's
the July
a good question.
Well, whatever it
might, it could very easily take place in one day, like TV logic wise.
Yeah,
but that's a lot of work to do.
Yeah,
in
the beginning, it's just him basically going. The 4th of July is coming up. We're having the whole obstacle course.
There's
slash
an obstacle
dance
course
slash
and,
beauty
like,
pageant.
Yeah, there's
happening.
An activities thing going on, and the prize for the beauty pageant. is a $500 government savings bond.
Yes. Yes. Very useful.
Which all teenagers know what that is.
As an adult, do you know what that is? Because I do not. I do not.
It sounds like something that only applies to wartime.
It absolutely does. Well, he's like, Miss Liberty pageant, $500 savings bond. And everybody's like, oh, that's going to come in so handy for college. Which I'm like, maybe college in 1920.
Yeah, the person who says that is, what's her face?
Kelly.
No, not Kelly, the one with the curly hair.
Oh, Jessie?
Jessie says that, and she's the one who wants to go to an Ivy League.
Yeah, she exactly.
So that's not even going to make a
dent. So that's not going to pay for like half of her books for a semester.
Yeah.
But I also, I genuinely don't know how savings bonds work. Mm-hmm. I feel like they're a thing.
There's
where you
something
can't
where, like,
cash
you can't
them
cash
for
them.
A long time.
I think that might be a trust fund.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, but I don't know. This is like, clearly neither of us have had to deal with either of these situations.
Because I didn't grow up during depression times.
Yeah. When I was in third grade or fourth grade, maybe it was an embarrassingly late grade, maybe it was fifth grade, I had to write an autobiography, including what happens in the future.
Oh, really?
And there was a, I wrote a part where I got a scholarship to college, and there's a part where I'm like, I'm really excited and I'm telling my dad. And for some reason it was written as if I didn't have a mom, like my mom's not in it, which is really weird. Like I was just like inventing this character of a girl with a single father, I think.
Right. Even though it was supposed to be an autobiography?
Yeah. I have no idea where it came from. But I was like, and remember when I said the scholarship was for $500? I was wrong. It's $5,000. And it was to NYU.
Oh, okay.
Which like, so oh, that'll again, cover that's, like, it. I'm
not
covered.
Even awesome. Yeah. That's amazing. That is amazing. Don't worry, Dad. I got this. I have $5,000 to spend on my entire college education.
To watch this because I was like, oh, me in fifth grade is as smart as the writers for Saved by the Bell.
Totally, because everybody does. They're like, gasp. When he says a $500 savings bond, they're like, Oh my God.
Like,
that's $1 million.
I do think it's the kind of thing where like they couldn't just like take it to the mall and spend it on something.
Right,
so there's probably like some like, but yeah, you could probably like put it toward college or whatever. Toward like,
right.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's like the oldest reference. And again, yeah, teenagers. What is that? Again, yeah. As an adult, I don't know.
They should have just said $500. I don't know why.
Why does it have to be a government? Why does it specifically says government savings bond?
And this whole episode felt like, if like someone from another country was watching it, it would appear to be like a government propaganda show.
Actually, yeah, maybe that is why, because it's for a 4th of July thing. Maybe that's why they were like, we're going to give you a government.
The government would be
bond.
Doing
like a theme party.
A Miss Liberty pageant. Okay.
Right, right.
Okay. That makes a little bit of sense.
But yeah, so he's giving out all the orders and he tells everybody like, yeah, there's the Miss Liberty pageant. But then there's also the staff versus members obstacle course, which... Okay, I didn't grow up, like, I've never been to a country club or a beach club.
A beach club, is that a thing? But
is it like camp
is
for
that
rich
a,
people?
Is that a rivalry? Would anyone have
would
that
you,
rivalry?
Yes, exactly. Like, would you ever, I can't imagine a place, especially I would think rich people would, especially wouldn't want to do this, but a place where you would compete against
your customers.
Yes.
Nothing about it makes any sense at all. And also, why are none of them working? What are their jobs? I don't know what their jobs are.
Well, they do in previous episodes, like Kelly's supposed to be a lifeguard, Zach's a waiter, like all these things. But yes, during this whole episode, like none of them work.
There were two times when people worked. One, when Zach was being a waiter and he got pulled away to like be told that he was going to be a judge, and then another time when Slater was setting up the obstacle course.
Right.
Those were the two times that people worked.
And
in
other
this
than
episode.
That, it's almost like Carosi still weirdly yells at them, even though it seems like he's like, you guys don't have to work today because you're going to spend the day training to fight our customers. I need you guys to be in your best shape to whip the asses of our paying customers.
Yeah, who is this for? Yeah. And like, what rich people are like, you know what I'm gonna do with my 4th of July is I'm gonna try and demoralize some workers at the resort that I belong to.
Yeah, because or like I'm gonna limbo against
these teenagers. Yeah,
I'm gonna do the limbo against my teenage waiter.
Yeah,
those are my 4th of July plans.
Like, USA. USA.
Totally. We're going to have a barbecue.
We're going to have a barbecue.
And an obstacle course against our teenage lifeguard.
I'm going to compete against my waiter in a number of events. That's what this holiday means to me.
Yeah. So anyway, okay. Yeah. So that's the meeting. Everybody, we're going to have this 4th of July thing.
There's some shit talking between, but that's a little bit later, I guess.
Well, the next scene is when
The next scene is the French cut bathing suit scene.
Yes. because at the end of it, Carosi goes, Zach, it's your responsibility to like get ladies to sign up for this beauty pageant.
Oh, yeah, because no one had signed up for the Miss Liberty pageant. He's like, Zach, get some bodies in there, which is the creepiest way he could have said that.
Yeah, exactly. So the next scene is they're like in the lobby or whatever.
Yeah.
And then, three like, hot late hot 80s women. Hot chicks walk by, which...
Super high cut bathing suits.
Super high cut body glove neon swimsuits. To me, though, even like now looking back at 80s hot chicks, like they all look like moms.
They all look old. Yeah. And it's just like because of their looks. But if you think about it like now, I mean, like we're going to look old to...
Yeah.
We're going to look old to people like 20 years from now, like even when we were teenagers.
Oh, no, of course. Yeah. Of course. But it's like, when I saw those ladies, it just made me think of, you know, like Whitesnake video. Like...
Yeah.
Tawny Katayan, right? Beautiful. I'm not saying she's like ugly or whatever at all. She's beautiful. But yeah. If you watch that video now, she looks like 40 something, even though she was like 20 something. Well, it's such a weird thing.
Whitesnake videos are a little bit different because they're all doing so many drugs that age you.
Right. Well, the weird thing is she doesn't even like, it's not wrinkles or whatever or age, but it's just the style of dress and the hairstyle.
Yeah.
Like these women, they didn't look old. Like I looked at them like, oh, look at their wrinkles or something. Yeah. It's just, yeah, the high
just
cut,
interesting
bathing suit.
Looks. Yeah. Well, yeah. Leah Remini, who plays Stacy, yeah. looks like adult Leah Remini, and like her character is like the same as her character in King of Queens.
Exactly. She totally, even though she is around their age, like she seems so much older than
there's
them.
Nothing young and joyful about her.
Not
in this
like
show.
Her demeanor and everything.
I don't understand why Zach likes her.
Thank you. Thank you. We talked because we're a couple episodes into these and I'm the same way. Like she's been nothing but terrible to him and everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like, yeah, like yeah. I don't get it at all.
And it's also, it's like, it's just kind of a bummer for her character that, like, the only thing that softens her is him being like, you're pretty.
Of course.
She's like, really?
Really? You think
okay, I'll change my whole personality because
yes.
you said that.
Yes. That's all it takes. Yeah. That's all I needed to hear. But yeah, so the high-cut swimsuit ladies walk by and Zach's like, you guys should totally be in this beauty pageant. And then, yeah, that's when Stacy walks up and he's like, you should too, Stacy.
You should totally. You'd be great.
Yeah. And then she's like, why? And then he goes, I wrote this down because the way he says, because you're good looking. Like, that just seemed weird to me. But yeah, so he's like, because you're good looking. And she's like, oh, okay, I'll think about it.
Yeah.
And then the next scene is they're back on the, Slater's on the beach.
Yeah. It's Slater is setting up the obstacle course. Mm-hmm. And Lisa Turtle is just reclining on a chair.
Yeah, like
is...
supervising. Yeah. But she's like the only one there.
She's not even supervising. She's just like not working,
right.
I think.
Well, she doesn't work there because she's just a member.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay, that...
Because her parents
points
are members.
Points for plausibility that they didn't make all of them have jobs there. Because even Zach is supposed to be like rich. Like, why does he need this job?
Oh, completely. I've been over that a few times too where I'm like... Yeah, he's totally rich. His family's rich. He has a cell phone.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't need a job.
I guess he just wants to kick it with his friends.
And then plus, also, it's the Malibu Sands Beach Club, uh-huh. but they live in the... I don't see why they have to, like, live there. They live
no,
in the
yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Why do they live
they
there?
Live
I was picturing them commuting.
No, they... Because in the episode before this, like, they all bunk together. They live at the Malibu
that
Sands.
That is not cost effective.
They're, yeah, they could
they're like,
there.
Housing these, like, 8 kids who don't work...
Yeah.
For no reason.
Who are within comfortable driving distance.
To be fair, I guess, like, they're not letting them have weekends off, apparently, so...
Oh, yeah, we'll definitely get to
we'll
that.
We'll get to that. But, yeah, so...
So Slater, he's setting up the
Slater
easiest
setting
obstacle
up
course
the
in the world.
Easiest obstacle course in the world, and Lisa starts talking shit, and she's like, they're not in the right place, and he's like, how do you know? And she's like, because I won it last year.
Well, the thing is, he's setting up these giant like tubes.
These giant tubes that you're supposed to crawl through.
Right. Yeah. And they're gigantic.
They're huge.
They're probably like the circumference or whatever is probably like, they're probably like 6 feet around.
Yeah. Maybe not that big, but pretty big.
Yeah.
Definitely like big enough for any. Yeah.
Big enough for like a few people at a time to go through.
Yeah. Like as bigger than a water slide, let's say.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah.
And then that's when Screech walks up. And he's all like, you guys, I got this. I'm so ripped or whatever.
I've been working out.
Yeah.
He's wearing a Muscle Beach sweatshirt.
And it's funny because you pointed this out because they're right. Like they start making fun of him because he's such a wimp. Oh, you're such a skinny wimp.
Yeah.
Whatever. You have zero muscles. You're so tiny and skinny.
Uh-huh.
But then he gets in this giant tube
and immediately gets stuck. And you can still see his feet moving when he says that. He's already not stuck
he's
when
like,
he says it.
Not even fully into it. And he's like, I'm stuck, you guys.
Yeah.
And then so you were like, wait a minute. How can he be a tiny wimp but yet big enough to get stuck in this giant tube?
And even just like... As like a comedy writer, I was just like, let him be in there for like a couple seconds before he says I'm stuck.
Oh, right.
Like,
exactly.
Give it like, let it breathe.
Yeah,
let
yeah,
the
yeah.
moment breathe.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, he's like saying it as he's getting into it.
He's saying it as he's getting in.
Yeah.
They should have at least showed, like, I could see how he's enough of a spaz that he could have gotten his body like pretzeled up inside there. And that's how he could have gotten stuck. But if you're going to do that joke, show me. I want to see Screech.
Right.
All pretzeled up.
Yeah, exactly. So he gets immediately stuck, and then the joke continues that because the thing like rolls
and then
down
it rolls into
the
ocean, yeah. Which is pretty, to be fair, pretty hilarious.
And they do just sit back and laugh at him. But his, yeah. his friends, by the
his
way,
friends.
Offer zero
and
help.
It, he's stuck in it and will drown.
He
if
will
that's
drown.
The, actually the
but
case.
But they just sit back and laugh at the yeah. wind. We don't need to help him. Let's let him die in yeah. a watery death. So then the next scene, we're back in the restaurant, and yes. it's Zach being the waiter.
Zach is working.
Hi, everybody. This is April speaking to you from space year 2023. That's right. I'm cutting in here to let you know that it has now been 10 years, a full calendar decade since I started this podcast, Go Bayside. And as you've probably noticed the entire time, it was very DIY. I was never on a network. There's never been any ads in any of the episodes. And now that it's been 10 entire years that it's been out there in the ether on every possible podcast player for you to enjoy, I am taking the first 50 episodes and I am archiving them. So episodes 1 through 50 will now only be available on my Patreon, which is patreon.com/AprilRichardson. If you go there, there's several tiers that I think are very reasonable. The first being just to have access to all of the Go Bayside archive episodes. The rest being to catch up on the new stuff that I'm making should you be interested in hearing me talk about other things that aren't Saved by the Bell related. So there you go. It's been 10 years, you guys. 10 years listening to me talk nonsense about this television show. And now you can join me over at patreon.com/AprilRichardson. Or if it's easier for you to remember, you can go to baremins.com. That is BAREMINS.com. And you can find all of the old Go Bayside episodes there for you to enjoy. Play until your heart's content. Leave comments. See the photos on my old green couch. Join us there, please. And thank you so much for 10 years of supporting Go Bayside.